Chapter 17 Luna in the Light. After the exciting battle with the Terex Hippo, the ponies were in the mood to party, even Princess Luna. While the festival was strange, it fit Luna just right. She was different than her sister and always had been. This celebration was proof of that. Princess Luna laughed with the town's ponies, who were dressed in their funny ceremonial clothing. They had put this all together just to make her feel special. Even the manticore stuck around, making new friends and tasting the spicy rainbow juice. It made Luna feel warm and fuzzy, even in the snow. "It's extraordinary, isn't it, sister?" Celestia said, watching the peculiar party. "That we have the privilege of protecting and knowing such wonderful citizens." "Yes," Luna admitted. "You were right. Thank you for allowing the festival, even when I did not." She nodded to her sister and held out her hoof. Celestia shook it. "Peculiar choice of theme, though," Celestia marveled. She pointed to Rarity, who had turned her cloak into a one-shouldered gown. "I'm surprised they let the little ones choose all these odd details," she laughed. "What are these strange outfits? Why are there bugs everywhere?" "Well, I may have had something to do with that," Princess Luna admitted with a giggle. "I suggested some things while the ponies were dreaming. It turns out it works quite well." "Luna!" Celestia's eyes grew wide in shock. "You didn't!" She sighed. "It was fun while it lasted, but it's time for the real celebration to begin." Luna focused her magic. The whole field began to transform into the winter wonderland the ponies had envisioned. Celestia joined in as well. Soon, there were glittering snow castles, twinkling lights, and tables covered in constellations. Chocolate fountains and bubbling pots of hot apple cider hovered down next to trays upon trays of mooncakes and apple turnovers. The Ugbugs floated up into the air, spreading their wings and glowing. They danced around like stars in the darkening sky.
"These invisible decorations are really starting to come alive," Pinkie Pie joked.
"Princess Luna!" Twilight exclaimed, trotting up to the princesses with the rest of her friends. "This is beautiful!" It was the true Winter Moon Festival, just as it was meant to be. "I'm sorry that I altered your plans, dear friends," Princess Luna said solemnly. "I was hoping to ruin the party because I did not feel worthy of one." She turned to the Cutie Mark Crusaders and smiled. "I know now that that is not true. It is such a gift to know that you have ponies that care for you so much as you all do for me." She motioned to their surroundings. "So as my gift back to you, here is your festival." The ponies surrounded Luna and gave her the biggest group hug. Princess Luna felt so on top of the world, she could raise 1,000 more moons. Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Princess Luna and the Festival of the Winter Moon, My Little Pony, The Princess Collection, Book 2, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Our audiobooks are hugely popular all around the world. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, make sure you introduce your friends to it, or even better, listen to audiobooks with your friends. If you want to hear more, there's more available online at Belinda.com, or you can write to us. If you like, we can forward your letters onto our famous authors and narrators. We know they are always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.